questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour, most of the Shias pay visits to the holy shrine of their infallible imams, and they believe that there are some positive spiritual effects for this visitation and homage to the holy shrines of the infallible imams. For example, they go visit there, they even dedicate some of their money and their time, they give charity in the way of them, their vows are given on the way of, we can say, the infallible imams. And so many dedications and so many charities and the monies are spent in this way. And sometimes the people expect that, for example, the imam who is buried over there or the spirit of the imam might heal, for example, a sick person. And we see this case very much a lot, that the people refer to the holy shrine of an imam, they ask for their materialistic wealth. First of all, is it at all right to go to an imam and pay visit to him and ask, for example, for your materialistic needs, including your bodily sickness or something like that? And then, how is it that, for example, an imam who was martyred, we know that most of other imams were martyred or by poisoned, okay? They could not, by their own powers, heal themselves and heal, for example, their bodily sickness and bodily infection. How is it possible that they can now, after so many years, who are dead and who passed away, who are martyred, they can heal another person?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to invite my dear listeners to go and to study. Many books has been written about the position and the traits of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. It is very important. You know that paying visitation to the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, actually it has a lots of physical and spiritual benefits for the visitor. There is no doubt about that. You know that according to the teachings of Shia school of thought, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have gave some individuals, I'm talking about the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad and Noble Prophet Muhammad himself, some kinds of capacity and ability to become the mediator between the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, which we call it wasitive face,
which
to
means
be the mediator between the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people. Which means that
faith means what? Benevolence or something?
Yes, benevolence, okay. And the mercy of,
yes,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam send his graces and mercy to the people. Okay?
Yes.
This is very important, you know. Talking about the Noble Prophet Muhammad himself, I would just like to ask my dear listeners, why you send salutation to Noble Prophet Muhammad? Why in your daily prayer you say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah wa all Muslim, peace be upon you, O Noble Prophet Muhammad? Why do you say that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you send salutation and your peace to Noble Prophet Muhammad, actually you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of Noble Prophet Muhammad, give you some other mercy. So you have this kind of the concept of intercession. Why are all Muslim they do in the prayer? We say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi. So Noble Prophet has been, according to the, you know, some ordinary understanding, especially for example Wahhabi people, Noble Prophet Muhammad has died. Yes. So why do you say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi? Why? This is a question mark here. Peace be upon you. It showed that a noble Prophet Muhammad is alive. Physically speaking, yes, he passed away or martyred. But in other realm of the life, which is barzakh, he is alive. And you send your mercy and peace to him, to noble Prophet Muhammad.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Of course, we have a lot of evidences for that. When we go and to pay visit to the Ahlul Bayt, you have to understand this point that they have some kind of privileges from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because of their servitude. You do not want to cause any, you know, confusion here. Very clearly, I want to say that they are a servant, righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is granted. They are righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this servitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have gave them a lot of merits, a lot of, you know, positive privileges. Okay? So, because of that, they are alive in other realm of life, and we go and pay visit to them, and we ask, for example, for financial problems, for the cure. Of course, we ask them to do some favor for
us. Is it at all recommended to ask, for example, a holy imam in a shrine for our materialistic needs?
Of course it is right. It is acceptable. Right? Okay. Yes, of course. Because, of course, you know, I have to explain these points. If you have some sicknesses or financial problems, we have some ordinary way for that. For example, go and work. Mm-hmm. Go to the physician. It is granted. Every human being by their intellect, they easily understand that. Yeah. But on the other hand, I do not have control over all factors in my life.
That's right.
How can I get a job? How can I get a proper job? How if they fire me out? How about thousands of problems that they are not in my control? Okay? So if I want to have some kinds of, you know, success, even in this life, if I want to have any kind of, for example, cure for my illnesses, I have to resort to some individuals who are the mediator between me and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask them for assistance. You know, I hope to be clear here. Of course, I go to the physician. Of course, I do my best and I do my all things that it is necessary for me to have the successful life, to get the cure of my illnesses. That's granted. But if I want to have, for example, control over many other things, okay, to be more successful, to facilitate for me my problems, any problem that I have, I need to ask assistance and intercession for the pure progeny of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. I think all human beings, by their nature, they understand it. Even in any kind of religion, if you go, they have, to some extent, they have the concept of resorting or seeking assistance from the, for example, a being, Almighty. Of course, they have some differences, or they mistakenly they go to the, for example, that guy. For example, some of them, they go to the idol worshipping, unfortunately. But I want to explain about this tendency within the human being to resort to someone, to Almighty. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the divine religion of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we go directly toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, according to the many verses of Noble Quran, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself directly. And sometimes I ask him via some mediator, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself put them to be the mediator between him and between his creatures.
So although, for example, so many of the imams have been poisoned, and how is it possible that they could not heal themselves? For example, they say that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had, we can say, divine powers, or the other infallible imams. They are the mediators of the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it possible that they cannot stop harm to their own selves?
Of course, they could stop it very easily because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this power. Whatever they have, because I need to repeat it because it is very important, whatever Ahlul Bayt have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not from themselves. Okay? They are not independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. And sometimes they can stop, for example, this poison, or for example, stop the killer from killing. But the point here is that they are submissive toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave the precedence to the, will and the whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from them. Because sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to be killed via this poison. I know that this is a poison, of course, but I know again that Allah wanted me to be killed via this poison. So I prefer the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to my own interest. Okay, because of that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see me a dead one,
yes,
to be martyred actually in the land of Karbala. Mm-hmm. I know whatever would happen to me. I know my killer. I know this massacre and tragedy of Karbala. But I want to prefer the will and the want of Allah to my subhanahu wa ta'ala to my own. This is part of the philosophy of that.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Mahmudpour, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. And we know that, as we said, all these dedications, all these monies that are spent on the, we can say, infallible imams are first by the intention of, reaching the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can say, and Allah is the final purpose. And as you said, the infallible imams are also the means and the mediators. They are not the God, because sometimes the Shias are accused of being polytheists. You know, they believe that, for example, they consider other people or the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beside Allah. They pray them. No, we do not pray the holy shrines. We do not, pray toward the holy shrines. No. We pay visit to them, and we believe that they have this power to act as a mediator between us as the creatures and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's right. Thank you much. It was very kind of you, Sheikh Nur Mahmudpour.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين
حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن